This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Let's bring in Clay Travis now. Clay joins us to talk a little bit about what's going on in college football and some NFL as well. And in television and media is one place we always like to touch base with Clay. Yesterday, Stephen A. Smith went on a rant about Jalen Hurts and his observation of the Alabama quarterback situation. You found that humorous, didn't you?
I did. I think when you're, and look, I think when you're trying to be an expert in a lot of different sports, and I would say I'm not an expert in a lot of different sports, but you are talking about sports on a national level, sometimes you don't understand where your opinion actually ranks in terms of people who regularly talk about that sport. And so when Stephen A. Smith was like, I think Tua's a lot better or whatever he said, yeah, this is a really common opinion. And he was like, somebody's got to say it. You know, it's like, oh, I think Alabama's going to make the playoff this year. I'm telling you, somebody finally has to say it. It's like your opinion, you have to be careful, I think, when you characterize your opinion as if it's a, like a harebrained, crazy opinion. I understand, like, everybody's got some opinions in the world of sports and beyond where you're like, I don't think the majority of people agree with you. But when you try and classify one of those opinions as being, like, crazy, and it's basically the same opinion that the vast majority of people who talk about college football on a regular basis would have, you just end up looking ridiculous. And I think that's what happened with Stephen A. Smith on that opinion.
Is this almost laughable where Alabama is right now under Nick Saban? Because people deem this as a problem. Nick Saban is in his best quarterback position he's ever been in with two borderline elite college quarterbacks, and people are making this out to be a big problem.
Well, I think the most remarkable thing about Nick Saban's dominance of college football has been that he's done it, and we've talked about this before, but the best quarterback that he's actually had taking the field for him is A.J. McCarron. And A.J. McCarron's going to get beaten out, it seems like, by Josh Allen or Nathan Peterman. He's never won an NFL starting job. To me, that makes what Saban has done even more remarkable. When you look at everybody else who's won national championships and is currently coaching in college football right now, Dabo did it with Deshaun Watson, who looked pretty good, first-round pick, and certainly looked very good in the 8 games he played for the Texans before he got injured. Jimbo Fisher's had a litany of first-round quarterbacks. Now, maybe you can argue that he's made those guys look better than what they actually have been, but whether it's EJ Manuel, whether it's Christian Ponder, Jameis Winston, that's at least three guys right off the top that I can name who are first-round quarterbacks that he's won with. And certainly he won his national championship with Jameis Winston, who was having a Heisman Trophy winning season that year. You look around at Urban Meyer, you know, he had a Tebow dynasty, I guess, to a certain extent. I think certainly the quarterbacks that Urban Meyer has won with have been more pronounced. Granted, Urban won one with his third-string quarterback in Cardell Jones, and I think that's the most impressive of his championships. But what Saban has done is dominate without a dominant-level quarterback ever during his tenure, during his six national championships, and I think that's even more impressive.
Clay Travis is with us, OutKickTheCoverage.com, at Clay Travis on Twitter, Fox Sports Radio. And Clay joins us each week courtesy of The Home Loan Expert, TheHomeLoanExpert.com. If we seated a jury, Clay, and all the jury had to do was say, based on the evidence that we have, that is public evidence from Brett McMurphy, from Zach Smith interviews, from Urban Meyer statements, and the jury's job was, should Urban Meyer be fired or keep his job? Based on that evidence, how overwhelming do you think the jury decision would be?
Well, I think it gets into what is the obligation of a head football coach.
Uh-huh.
And I think you take it outside of the realm of Urban Meyer, that turns into a really intriguing question, right? Because college football fans, I think, uniquely are incredibly parochial. They're biased. They defend their program. Look at the Ohio State losers who showed up to rally yesterday.
There weren't many of them, though, and I don't think that's going to factor into this, but there were not many.
Yeah, but I think there are certainly, I mean, if I check my mentions right now, there'll be 100 Ohio State people telling me to go to hell and die, right?
Right.
I mean, like that, I haven't checked my mentions since I finished my show this morning, but I'm very confident that is out there. Now, I mean, that's its own story in and of itself. Like, you treat people's opinions seriously on Twitter, but then when you see them in real life and you see how ridiculous they look when they're doing Urban Meyer chants, it makes me, this is a big part of my argument that I make in my book, that we have drastically overvalued people complaining online versus people complaining in real life. Like, everybody is making fun of those Ohio State fans complaining and showing up and protesting with their ridiculous poster boards. But if those same people were sending tweets all day long, would athletic directors and administrators and everybody else look around and be like, hey, maybe we should be paying attention to these guys? My argument is that, you know, at least those people were willing to go buy, you know, poster board, as ridiculous as that is, write messages and show up to protest. We tend to, I think, give way too much credence to somebody sitting around with their phone in their hand, retweeting or sending out a message like that, as opposed to somebody who's actually, you know, like putting their real name behind it and stuff like that. But on the larger scale, I think the question is, what are the obligations of a coach? The best thing you can say about Urban Meyer right now, let's pretend I'm his attorney. The best thing you can say about Urban Meyer right now is that he helped to cover up a 2009 domestic abuse situation by getting the woman, Courtney Smith, not to prosecute. He then hired a guy he knew had been arrested for domestic violence in 2012 as an assistant coach at Ohio State. In 2015, when his wife saw photos that suggested that this abuse was continuing and said that she was scared of one of his assistant coaches, he then kept that guy employed for 3 more years. And to me, then he lied about what he knew about the 2015 incident to all the media and all the fans watching a Big Ten Media Day. To me, that's sufficient to fire a guy, and maybe even should be fireable offenses. But in life, there's one truth. So long as your talent exceeds your problems, you will always be employed. And I think Urban Meyer's a really good coach. And the reason why Ohio State people are defending him is not because they think he did no wrong, even though they're trying to pretend that's the case. They're doing it because they're more likely to beat Michigan with him than they are the guy they could replace him with, probably. They're more likely to win national championships with him than the guy they could replace him with, probably. And so I think that's the reason. You know, ultimately, Ohio State is going to be put their feet to the fire. Is Urban Meyer's talent sufficient to escape his problems? What I would also say is, for everybody on that jury, do you think Alabama fans would be demanding that Nick Saban be fired if everything was the exact same at Alabama as is taking place at Ohio State? I think the answer is no. And that's because they would say, well, Nick Saban's going to win football games. He's going to beat Auburn. He's won 5 titles in 9 years. And so I think the standard for coach behavior is different based on how often you win games.
Well, and I was going to ask you this. I asked it to Feinbaum the other day. In 2018, we're in a different environment now. So things are a lot different than they were 10 years ago. But if I just went around the SEC, the exact same circumstances, we know Nick Saban survives. But if I jump around, Kirby Smart, does he survive?
I don't. It's a good question. I don't know how many coaches do. And here's the thing that I have hit on for a while. I think coaches, what surprises me the most about this Urban Meyer situation is how dumb he was. And I mean that by, I'm saying you have to apply the talent versus the problems test everywhere. This situation with Zach Smith, there are 250 guys that Urban Meyer could have replaced him with that would have been every bit as good as he was at his job. And so it's one thing to make a decision to take a risk on a guy if it's, say, like, let's say it's a great quarterback. The standard for behavior for a great quarterback is different. But to me, like, for a, you know, this guy is basically the equivalent of a backup running back. You're risking your entire career and your $7 million a year salary. It just seems like really bad decision-making to me.
He is Clay Travis. You can hear him every single morning on Fox Sports Radio. Visit him at OutkickTheCoverage.com and on Twitter at Clay Travis. And he's presented each week by the home loan expert, Ryan Kelly.
Yeah, my guy Ryan Kelly does fabulous work right now. If you've got a mortgage and you want to get a lower rate mortgage, he can probably hook you up. If you need to get pre-qualified, he can probably do it. But more importantly, if you own a home and you're not able to pay off your mortgage right now because your credit card debt has gotten too substantial, if you call him today or go visit his website at thehomeloanexpert.com, he can make sure that your credit card debt is all wiped out with your brand new mortgage. He can put you on the best possible financial footing. He's Nick Saban of mortgages. He's Ryan Kelly at The Home Loan Expert. Appreciate y'all having me. Thanks a lot.
Where college football never ends.
The kick is good. Auburn wins 22-19. The Auburn Tigers are on top of the college football world.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.